record this show for not, but in keeping everybody's time, it is. So I call the Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Sean Pigleton.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Tony Mullen.
Here.
Mark Weiss called to let us know he wouldn't be here. And Alan Lawson's not here. We have established a quorum.
Okay, and since there are only three, I believe what we generally do is give the applicant an opportunity. It takes a majority vote. If you would want to come back on another night, since there's only three of us here instead of four or five, it is you can do that, and we can reschedule. We don't normally do that, but that's completely up to you, correct?
Yes, you would have the option to reschedule, because in order for this to be approved, all three members would have to vote to approve it.
Right. So if you want to hear it tonight, you can. Okay. Next on the agenda is election of 2015 officers. And I guess the way it is now is I am the chair, right? And is Mark the?
And Mark is the vice chair.
I know
chair.
We just did that, it seemed like, but we didn't do it for 2015.
Exactly.
Exactly. 2014.
Exactly.
So I would entertain motions for chair.
Can I make a motion just to retain the officers the way they
said?
Do you need them as a slate? Would that be fine?
I think that's okay. Really fine.
So we've got a motion to leave Chairman Sean Pingleton and Vice Chair Mark Wise as the slate. And we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mark's not here to oppose, so he's out of luck. Okay. Governing statutes. Bob, I got a question for you. Should these not be switched? I think that every month since I've been here on the agenda. Because I know I take them out of order. But
I think we could do it either way, honestly.
Well, you know what? Am I swapping them when I shouldn't then? Okay,
yeah.
So you actually present the exhibit and then read the statutes?
Yes. That's how we've done it since
okay,
I've
well, then
been
that's
here,
my fault. To me, it makes sense to do it the other way.
If you're crazy about doing it,
I don't care which way we did it. Okay, so presentation of exhibits.
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the January 21st, 2015 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal case which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the case to be heard this evening is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report will be read for the application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment upon the application, of course, the gentleman has signed up at the front of the room, and do understand that you'll be providing sworn testimony this evening. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments or questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much. And, wow, sorry.
Okay, our governing statutes. Would one of you guys like to read that or...
Maybe we get through it.
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty.
Okay. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardship, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. We have one item to hear tonight, and that's Doug Fredrickson's request. And we do have a representative here for Doug, and it is Doug, right?
Yes.
So we're he'll have something to go through here, and then I'll call you up, and we'll have you present that. Thanks, Doug.
This is case number 2014-8V. The project is Doug and Lisa Fredrickson setback variance request. The property in question is located at 843 Lakeview Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri, and it's right in this area here. And just zoom in on it here. And this is located in the Oliver Township, Section 11, Township 21, Range 22. The applicants are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. They're basically requesting a variance from the required 25-foot front-of-lot setback requirement in order to allow for the construction of a garage 8 foot from the front property line. And this is a drawing of the front of the garage. The subject property is described as lots 40A, 43, 44, and 45, block 23 of the Ozarks Paradise Village subdivision. And it contains a total of approximately 0.98 acres. The property in question currently contains a 2,605 square foot single family residence and a 600-square-foot three-car garage. The background on this, on April 17, 2006, the Planning Department issued Division 1 Permit 2006-170, which authorized the construction of the single-family residence. Now, the application form itself just basically indicates that the Division 1 Permit was issued for a residential home. However, the site plan as shown here does indicate that at that time they were going to construct both the home and the garage. It basically kind of appears that possibly both were in reality moved forward somewhat. The applicants are now seeking a front of lot setback variance, allowing for the construction of an additional 360 square foot garage, basically within the northeast corner of the property, which would set back approximately 8 feet from the front property line. Not a very good box, but I just tried to draw a box showing the approximate location and the approximate dimensions. And again, the subject property is actually a total of four lots. It's 40A, 43, 44, and 45. Of Block 23 of Ozarks Paradise Village. The applicants, of course, are seeking the setback variance. Basically, they're seeking a 17-foot setback variance from the front property line, allowing for the construction of the new garage in approximately this area. And we've got a north view of the property, and again, the garage would sit approximately here. And south, east, and west. In review, again, the applicants are requesting a 17-foot variance from the 25-foot front setback requirement, allowing for the construction of the 360-square-foot garage, and this would allow for a setback of approximately 8 feet from the front property line. And this is just a quick shot of the approximate location. The applicants have indicated that due to the significant slope and the large amount of fill material that was brought in to create the area of which they're proposing to build the garage, the area in question is basically the only level area that is available to be built on. The property in question drops off significantly to the lake. Previously, the applicants had utilized the home as a part-time residence and now are seeking to make the home their permanent home. They've indicated that they will require additional storage space now that the property will be utilized as their full-time residence. According to the assessor's information, essentially it was the understanding that the existing garage would be set back 27 feet from the property line, but however, the existing garage does not meet the existing setback requirements. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of approximately 17 feet from the front property line, allowing for the construction of a garage approximately 8 feet from the front property line. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video of the property. And of course, there's the existing residence and the existing garage.
Who has a fishing pole in the back of the truck there? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Now we know what they do. Now we know.
Yeah.
Notice
I fished right there. I know. That's a good spot. I like that hookup.
Notice they did this on the
dock. Yeah.
One of the bright, sunshiny days, so it hadn't been too many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We did pick a good day to go out.
If you're going to pick one, you might as well pick a good one.
Yeah.
And I think I flip around here in a second.
Bob, while you're looking at that right there, you mentioned that garage is out of compliance. How far is it set back, in your estimation?
It's pretty close. I mean, do you have an idea? I don't know exactly where the property line is.
We had a contractor. I assumed that it was in compliance when it was built, but... The complicating factor, I don't know if you want me to respond.
I'll ask you when we get up here. That way, when we get you sworn in and all that stuff, so you don't have the.
I don't. Okay. I don't know exactly, but
well, my thought behind that is, I mean, not that we're going to whatever the commission decides to do, should we not look at that one at the same time?
Well,
is there an issue with that?
I had actually wondered the same thing, because it really.
I mean, we're going to make them tear the one down.
Exactly.
However, sooner or later, you'll have to deal with it
eventually.
In my opinion,
we'll see how it goes, but we might keep that in mind tonight. I mean, it's something that I was.
Yeah, I had struggled with the same thing. I really had.
Well, let's see how the commission feels and where we're at at the end of the night, and we'll talk about it then before we take a vote.
I don't know about the accuracy of this, but I mean, it appears to be.
Yeah.
Really close to the line, basically.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I saw that. But both of them, set back and side.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We have one person signed up to speak, Doug Fredrickson. Doug, if you want to come on up, I'll swear you in real quick. If you want to raise your right hand, you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, very good. Let us know what you're asking for here, Doug.
Well, as Bob indicated, get the right button pushed here. There we go. I've got to hold it down. When we originally bought the property, we didn't build the original property. A fellow from Springfield mm-hmm. built it and required, you know, he's the one who submitted the original drawings and things like that. So we came in after the fact, if you will, mm-hmm. And built this garage and that. And the same builders that were doing the house, you know, did the garage. So we were under the assumption that it was just a 7-foot setback. So, because this road here used to be, it dead ends right past here. Uh-huh. So there's only one more home kind of right back in here on this lot off of this gravel road in Oakmont. And originally it was called Felsky Court.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was what that was considered by the county, if it was considered a private drive or if it was an Oakmont road. But, you know, I don't know if the requirements were different if it was Felsky Court, you know, rather than Lakeview Court, which it is now. We had it changed about 5 or 6 years ago because the lady that lived back in this area and her husband, EMS couldn't find their house because they didn't have the address for Felsky Court. So, you know, we talked with them and then we just changed that somehow, you know, with the county here to be just Lakeview Court so EMS and such could find this house back in here. Not knowing that that might have an impact on setbacks and things like that.
I don't think it would have, but either way.
Okay. All right. Well, that was just something. It used to be Felsky, now it's Lakeview.
Okay.
So we are in the process here in the next year or so of moving down here full-time. We're part-time residents now, as Bob was saying. We come down from Overland Park, Kansas, down here 25 times a year. So we spend a lot of time down here. And getting it ready to combine two households into one. And in doing so, needed more storage space. kind of like closet space, right? This area here was originally constructed as just kind of a parking area, mm-hmm. you know, with the kind of anticipation that, you know, you could put a shed or something back in there at the time. There's a retaining wall right there that's probably about 5 feet high. You know, so that's all been filled in there. There's another retaining wall here that's probably 12 feet high. So it kind of gives you an idea how it slopes off toward the lake. Yeah, there you go. So so as far as our options go with regard to area to build on, that's really about it. You know, we've talked about the possibility of doing something down. Get my pointer going here. Down in the lower area. But this is septic, the uh-huh. field right down there, so it's pretty tough to do anything, even to carve in, you know, to put a garage or something back in there. So that was another area we considered. We've looked at other lots, you know, those aren't available. So as far as something being close to the house, that's really about it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. It's just that, you know, the way that it slopes off here, there's really... no other place to build. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is off here. I think it goes back.
Sometimes, especially on those angles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got a couple questions, but if the other commissioners want to go first, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just had where that 5-foot retaining wall is there. Are you
right
planning
here?
On building that all the way back to that wall as far as you can?
That's going to stay. We're not going to disrupt that at all. So the building will kind of fit right back in there in about 18 by 20, give or take.
Tucked up into that.
Yeah, underneath some trees there. And there's a fair amount of brush in here, so it's really not going to interfere, I don't think, you know, with this. I mean, it doesn't look at here, but you can't even really see the house between those areas. This is an empty lot here. This is
the
bottom
lot. Give us a different
angle,
please. Okay. Than that one.
Sorry.
Maybe coming in from the other direction. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right there per second.
Yeah. So it's really going to be on that parking area right there, is where the 18 by 20 fits, with, you know, a few feet on each side.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where is there a utility easement or anything power pole right there? I'm assuming it's on the corner of the property line.
That's a good question. That went right through there.
But well, I mean, that's a secondary, which that's not. Is there a utility easement or electrical easement that comes on?
Looking at those, I work for the electric company, but not that one, so that's why. Mm-hmm. But that actually looks like, obviously, that's the transformer
that's
that serves this house.
Right.
Is it overhead or underground?
It's underground.
Underground.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
it's
runs
underground
essentially,
to your house, right?
Essentially running right
but
there.
But does it continue on underground on this way, or where does the electric line go from?
It's above ground from here back to Lakeview.
Does it go back the other direction towards your neighbors?
No. They get their power from up above, from the road further up the hill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even think about building on top of that line where the power's.
Yeah, you won't want to do that.
Won't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because if you have issues if you're going to be donating, you just really don't want to do that if you can help it.
Yeah.
For sure, anyway, because if you ever have issues, that's going to cause you lots of problems.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, well, that'll be something to consider. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions? I've got a couple, but I'll wait till you guys are. Tom? I just want to make sure, but first off, it looks like you're going to access that proposed garage site from the driveway, not from the road.
Right.
So any backing out or whatever will be in your own driveway.
Correct.
Secondly, the cedar trees that are right there, are they going to stay?
Yes, I don't think we're going to have to take any of those out.
So the same amount of cover will still be there.
Right.
And it's also downhill.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the same thing, it looks like the existing garage is in the same situation. You've got some cover on both sides of it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is somebody from Chicago owns this lot, and that's not been built on. We've inquired about that lot, too, and they weren't willing to sell.
I don't blame them. It's a good spot.
Well, it is. It's an irregular shaped lot. I'm not sure you can build on it.
Oh, that
lot? Yeah, with the requirements for septic and everything. So,
okay,
but yeah. I didn't need to do that. Yeah, it's way downhill.
You can do it.
It'd be expensive.
Bottom line, it can be done. You get the money.
It'd be expensive. Yeah.
That's really the only two questions I had as far as that goes. So we'll just stay close there, and we'll discuss that, and maybe have some questions for Bob. And thank you.
You bet.
Is it a county road, or is it a?
It's my understanding it's not county maintained.
And there's obviously an easement.
And
there.
there's definitely an easement.
Is it 40 foot, 50 foot, do you know?
I don't know for sure.
I mean, it actually looks relatively wide.
It looks, I believe it's about 50 feet.
It looks like it.
It looks like it. Yeah, I think it's actually about 50, honestly.
You needed to measure that while she was out there? Oh, she was fishing.
That'd been about 25 steps for her.
Yeah.
That's 2 foot step.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. If this is something we're inclined to do, then I would think we need to look at the other garage too.
And I had the same question in my mind. I really had. I don't know. That was the only thing that concerned me. I don't know exactly how close this is.
We need to really know the distance.
Normally, we do grant a specific variance. Yeah, normally we'll.
Is that something that we can add in? And I really don't see a reason to.
That you could add the number to it.
Right, that you could add the number to it after we make the.
I don't see why that would be an issue, honestly.
I mean, it would save him time, and there's really not, in my opinion, if we hear it again. Here's where I stand on it, is it is a hardship because of the topography. There really isn't anywhere else to go with that. And, however, you know, and he's looked for other spots to put a place, and yes, he could get a storage unit and all of that. However, where it sits, it doesn't seem to be a detriment at all. To the neighbors or anything like that.
And the road, we're talking about having one more house on the end of it could possibly be, so it's not like it's going to be a high traffic, going to be a four-lane highway or anything.
Yeah. He's not exiting onto the road that's already low traffic from there. I don't see a problem with it. And so to move forward, I would actually like to add the other garage in there. Because it's obviously already sitting there, and
well, it kind of makes us look. People give it this, and then sometimes unload, and it comes back or whatever, and the other one is
Yeah.
Why do that for that way?
Yeah. I'd rather just approve them both as they are and move forward from there. Could you just put something in there, like approval of the setback variance from the number, just like you've got there? I don't know how you want to specify that particular building. It's a three-car garage. The other one is not going to be a three-car garage, I guess. Or if you want to say garage to the south or whatever direction that is there, whatever you want to put, Bob, as far as your staff recommendations. And you're actually going to have to consider the side property line in that one, too. It is. It's but, tight.
I mean, that's something that was missed earlier.
Yeah, it looks like, I don't know, it looks like they either moved the house over farther to the south a little bit, and, you know, you didn't want to put your garage in front of the house. You want people to see the house. I get that, but I don't know exactly what happened there.
They also moved the house up the hill.
Yeah.
You know, because of the way the slope was coming off.
Yeah.
That they kind of, scrunched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you say that the garage was built after the house?
About the same time. Okay. I mean, the house wasn't done, and we added the garage to it, so. Yeah, we actually...
Does that... I don't know.
I mean, the other owner didn't finish it. We finished the interior.
I don't know why it does that.
That works for me. You just will need to... Take your fishing pole back out there and
see if you can find a corner.
That's what I was wondering too.
What's that?
Do you know if you've got a survey pin that
you
you're aware of? Or
the well is in the back of the garage, so again, I'm assuming that the well is on our property. So and that would be probably 7 feet in back of the garage. So, but I've never really looked. Be up on the down below or up on the roadside or more.
Hopefully, right in that corner.
Yeah hopefully it's right.
Your existing garage.
Yeah, on the left hand side. Yeah. On the uphill side.
Uphill side garage.
Yeah.
And out.
Okay. Well, I can certainly look for that. Tomorrow and let you know.
I mean, take a leaf right there or something and
just change it to 3 and 4.
And
back, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And
maybe it'll find
it. Yeah.
Maybe a yellow top on it.
Yeah, I've seen them before. But
we use Mizzou colors here.
Yeah.
So, just trying to get the new guys trained, to move into.
Of course.
No KU colors here.
Yeah, Iowa State.
That'd be okay.
Cyclone.
Okay, that'd be all right.
You got nothing to cheer for this year.
Oh,
baseball
good
with the b-ball.
Yeah.
Good week so far.
What happened there, Bob?
This thing gets me fit sometimes.
Dang,
oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
Let's see.
I think it looks great.
We'll fix the spacing up later.
Okay, good idea. Okay, well, we haven't got anywhere yet, so I'd entertain them. If there's no other discussion about, anything else to add from staff? Okay, I'd entertain a motion. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the setback of the,
as per the staff recommendation?
As part of that would work.
That work
as part
for
of the staff recommendations,
I'll second that.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Oh, we call for a roll, don't we? Sorry. Roll call vote.
Normally, yeah.
That's right. I forget. This is a new part to me. Tony?
Yes.
Tom? Yes.
Sean? Aye. Okay. Motion passes. You'll get the information that you need to get for Bob for all that, and
okay.
He can tell you where to...
Permit,
yeah. And if you can find the...
And
between the two of you, if you all can find
the... We'll try to locate the pin. We'll see if we can locate that, that property pin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next on our agenda are our minutes from December 2015. If you had a chance to take a look at those.
Not December
2015. Oh, 2014. Oh, I thought I read it wrong, but I didn't.
Another year went by.
Wow. I didn't even give Benita. I'm Mr. Cantata again.
You'll be buying Christmas presents this week.
Yeah. Let's try this again. Minutes for December 2014. I was just reading the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve as
we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. Minutes have passed. We do have some new business. Getting ready to get our hands slapped by Mr. Atchley. I think is exactly what it says. Discussion regarding tabling of items.
No, I...
We've got all kinds of lying things here.
I know.
No, I just wanted to be certain on this before I didn't say anything, but we've had a couple different meetings where we've tabled a few items to indefinite dates, and I wasn't sure procedurally if that was correct or not. And it was really interesting. We were already looking, and the county commission's already looking at bringing in somebody from the Missouri Extension, and not to talk to any one particular board, but for a training session on Robert's Rules of Order, just for every board.
Actually, that would be. I think that's a really good idea.
From the Planning Commission, County Commission,
yeah.
Board of Adjustment. Just any board, park board, library board.
Are you bringing donuts?
We can see.
Okay.
But
okay, that's true. All right, commissioners are there, there'll be donuts.
But in speaking with essentially the person that that they've indicated is kind of their expert on Robert's Rules of Order and on procedure. She's really indicated that, and I think a lot of times the term table is used, but she's really recommending that we use the term postpone,
mm-hmm.
and that if we use postpone, that we postpone it to a date, even if it's not necessarily the next meeting, even if we want to give more time, but that, you know, I mean, even if it was something that we feel might take two months or 3 months, but she's really indicated that we should postpone it and then postpone it to a specific date. And
tabling something means come back to it the same meeting.
That's really what I found here, and that's one thing I didn't understand, to be honest with you, but she pretty much said exactly that. She said if you table it, she said it's really something that you need to revisit that same meeting, and she said a lot of people use tabling and postponing interchangeable, but she said just try to get your boards in the habit of saying postponing, and then she said it's really good if they will postpone it to a specific date, and that was the only thing I was concerned about is I was just a little concerned about having too many of them floating out there.
Well, I think for public notice, that's what this
exactly
is, you know,
exactly. Exactly.
As opposed to just bringing it up and nobody knowing about it.
Yeah, and that was the biggest concern I really had was if we didn't have a definite date, I felt like we needed to re-advertise it and repost it. And
so is this something you think they're going to do as far as the Robert's Rules? I mean, are they going to have that? Do you know? Or
well,
I've
talked to the presiding commissioner, and he's very interested. And it's my understanding this... and I don't want to butcher her last name, this Catherine McComber. She is actually out of, I think it's Lamar, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I guess if the local, if there's enough interest, then the Taney County, Missouri Extension would basically just pay for her gas, essentially, I think, to bring her in. And she's indicated she does this all over the state of Missouri. And so, I mean, I've just, so far I've just spoken to the presiding commissioner. He's very interested.
You might indicate to them that we would be, I'm sure the other boards, but we would be interested in participating in that. We would like to have a little notice.
Oh, exactly. You know, I was thinking the same thing.
So,
exactly.
So we can work it into our schedules.
And I thought, I mean, being open, I mean, I thought I would attend it. I am, no, I'm not an expert on Robert's Rules of Order by any means.
I've always called him Bob. That's probably one of the problems right there.
But,
okay.
But that's...
So about the two items that we did table, have you heard anything from either of them?
The one that concerned the floodplain,
mm-hmm.
They just indicated that they wanted to leave it on the table, which is...
We'd sure like to get in touch with them and let them know that there was an error in the way that we did that, and that ask them when they would like to reschedule that within the next 6 months.
Okay. I thought the same thing, just so it's not
Floating
out there.
No pun intended.
The other one, they just haven't gotten back in touch with us in any way.
I suspect that they may find another place. But
that's kind of what I felt, too.
But could you do the same thing with them?
Yes.
And that way we just don't leave them out there, even though we've made an error. There's no, if we've discovered it, we might as well try to fix it.
Okay.
So, you know, at least get a date for them to commit to something, or it can drop off the agenda, just like it kind of says here.
Okay.
Okay. And just tell them we made
good.
An error.
But okay.
I finally have made a mistake. So. Okay, that's awesome. We'll work on that next month. We'll work on changing that next month.
Yeah, that's all I really had on that. I mean, I wasn't, but I thought early on, I thought I'm just going to consult with somebody that knows a lot more about this than I do.
Anything else from staff?
That's it at this point.
Okay.
We of course, we're looking at code amendments in February. And we'll kind of see where that goes.
Okay.
Anything big and exciting?
Well, I'm trying to... I've met individually with the county commission, and I want to see where they stand as far as potentially rewriting the regulations before we move forward.
And by that, what we're looking at doing is getting us into more traditional type of zoning.
That's what's been looked at. And
initially
when I was first hired, that was my understanding, is that they wanted me to go that direction, but we have a different county commission at this point, so I want to confirm that that's still the direction that they want to go.
It would be good for Taney County, without being restrictive to those that are already sitting like at agriculture, which is a lot of times it seems where the bigger concern is.
Yes.
And so from an economic development standpoint, it would be a huge, it'd be better.
Some kind of guidelines to at least have established to be able to begin somewhere with something.
Well, there's lots of examples to look at out there. Christian County,
But
all the way. Well, to put it bluntly, if I'm not mistaken, we are the only county that has performance-type zoning in the state of Missouri.
That's my understanding.
So we're either the only county that's right, or we're the only county that's wrong. So, way behind. That's Stone County, who was the second to last to have performance-type zoning until they got sued, and then they had no zoning. So you know, we need to look at doing what's best for Taney County, and I think this is certainly a step that would help with that without being a detriment.
I agree.
It's just a matter of educating citizens, board members, and commissioners as to, you know,
exactly.
And getting all the answers. Let's get them before we have public meetings. But let's get them. And, you know, I think a lot of people are just misinformed about what that does. And it's just a matter of getting them the right information. And so, good. I'm glad to hear that we're moving that direction.
They almost understand that it's for their benefit more
Absolutely. It actually grants them more freedoms, not less.
It really does.
It does.
In all sincerity, it truly does.
If you've got a farm, and this is an exact example because I remember sitting on the board, the Planning and Zoning Board, and we had somebody from ProTem come in, and they wanted to do they wanted to put up, I believe it was a 18-wheeler trailer to sell feed out of, remember? And they wanted, I think, 5 acres or 10 acres up front, and so we granted that. Now, let's say that was really successful and they decided to put a building there. They'd have to come back again under our current standards.
Yes.
If they were zoned for that 10 acres, then they could probably just build that building and make those changes within whatever those parameters were for that commercial zoning that we would have granted the first time around after the change. But either way, today, they have to come to us. And then if they were agricultural under the new set, they'd have to come to us. But only once instead of maybe 5 or 6 times. Unless it was a huge change. So to me, it just gives them more freedom, not less.
And imagine someone calling our office and saying, what do I have to do? I want to do this. So you have to do anything on here.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's all, if it fits under that type of zoning, they're still good. And where that's great for economic development is that, we've got companies that want to move here from who knows where. It doesn't really matter. Pick Indiana. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to take the risk of when they're down to 5 places and we're the only one that has performance zoning, we're out. We're no longer in the top 5 because that's too big of a risk to find out whether or not it's going to be approved.
Exactly.
And so we lose
time risk.
We lose it before we get it. Mm-hmm. And so, that's it, we've got to look at that. So great. I'm glad to hear that. Stepping off my soapbox now. Okay. Anything else? All right. Well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. We're adjourned.